Battle pit policy.
The pit policy, I will email that to each one of you. And if you have, maybe some of you have ideas or something that may need to be included or not, but
we'll look it over
something
and
that you think of. But that's, I mean, kind of what I mentioned.
Could possibly make a decision and have it ready.
We'll be including, there will be a fee. People, to use gravel on their private property, they're responsible to pay the BLM. That does not come out of our DSROA allotment or portion. They're going to be responsible to pay Deer Springs Ranch 50 cent per yard fee. Partially because...
This is going in the ballot? Is this correct or no? Or what?
No.
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 This is just something that's going in the
rules.
This
is just
going
to be a
rule.
It's just going to be a policy.
It's a policy.
But I didn't know if you were going to let everybody vote on it or not.
No.
Okay.
I think it's a...
I mean, that's not that much money. I mean, if you consider the huge amount that Woods just got through hauling.
$350 for Woods.
Yeah, and that really would not pay. If we were to have to go clean up the pit area right now, $350 wouldn't pay for the equipment time to do that. Now, over a period of time and a little here, a little there, yeah, we could. But
and with so many new members not understanding what we generally accept, well, by word of mouth, we accept it, so there needs to be a policy stated so that it's fair for everybody at all times.
The other thing that I don't know what to set a limit at or whatever is volume. You know, if every one of us took the same amount of gravel out of that pit that Woods did, we would already be over our 5-acre disturbance. We'd run out.
That was a question I had, Dale. How many places on ranch land is there reasonable gravel access?
A lot of them.
Are there? Okay, so when this is done and restored, then we can still open up another one.
Well, part of it would be up to the BLM.
Right.
And whether they're going to be very receptive to that amount. There's a lot of gravel on Deer Springs Ranch.
Okay, so, but what really amounts to probably is how we take care of this.
Their attitude was that we'll see what happens here, and if we go in and make a mess and butcher it and make the neighboring property owner mad and irritate everybody on the road, chances are they're not going to say, well, sure, even though it might be on a spot of Deer Springs Association private ground, the BLM still controls that mineral right.
We address this issue at this time and prepare for that day when we're going to have to open up another pit.
There are ducks in a row.